how to help your son navigate through modern day dating. You know, he like girls, he'll figure it out. You need to help them nowadays more than ever, because I bring that up because of this video right here.
I choose strong and good looking men. Why would I want a man that looks weak? That's just nature. All women want strong men. I want a man who's smart and can kill a man with his bare hands. And a lot of times, I look at men that look like they could kill a man with their bare hands, and maybe they can, but they're not smart. So I realize that it's hard to find a man who's smart and can kill a man with his bare hands, but also compassionate. It has to be all those three. It's just too hard. So I've given up on men as a whole. No, I'm not a lesbian, but I don't want you motherfuckers, okay? I've given up on.
She's made her mind up that she wants a man who can kill people with their, you know, with bare hands. That's fine. But men, let me help y'all out. Because there's nothing. Women, you need to take care of her. Stop sipping, dudes. Okay. Y'all seen this nice looking woman on there having issues with relationships, and y'all start sipping, telling her, oh, you chose the wrong guy. That's her business. She knows everything else. If she don't know how to pick the right man, that's her business. That's who she wants. A man who looks like he can kill somebody with his bare hands. And if that's not you, move on. That's our problem as men. We're so fixated on looks that we make bad decisions, relationship decisions, because we think a woman looks good. Or we like these guys in the comments. That's her business. If she wants to date, you know, Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy, that's her business. Let her do what she wants to do. And if she never figures it out, that's her. You need to understand that it's not about the woman that's the finest, or, you know, who's got the nicest shape or whatever, who has the best sex. It's about the woman that can help you have the best life. How many of us have chosen a woman because she looked good, or you've had sex with her and you thought it was good, better than anybody else, and you had opportunities to be with other women, but you chose her based on those things, based on you thought you loved her, or you felt a certain way. And how did that turn out for you? It didn't turn out good. I know, because it happened to me. And now you think back like, man, if I would have got with her, my life would have been. Navigating through today's relationships is no different than any other era. You've got to pick the woman who's going to help, that you're going to have the best life with, not the woman that you're, whatever you think about her, she knows what she wants. She wants him to be strong. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants. It's not you. If you're not those three things, then shut up. It's not you. However crazy it might sound, it's not you. You seen her. You liked her. You seen her on a podcast. You liked her. You liked the way she talked. And all, you just start typing. If you not those three things, she don't want you. Let me tell you something, man. So women are only attracted to 20% of the men they see. So all the other 80, they not thinking about. Even the ones you think are ugly or not attractive to you. Who says she's attracted to you? That's what men think. That's what men don't realize. Women can walk out of the door and somebody will have sex with them. We the ones that be like, oh man, we the ones who stop everything because we might get some. Women, they don't got to do that. They can have sex whenever they want to. So they're only attracted to a small percentage of men. So stop simping, man. Stop trying to be something that you're not. If you understand that all women don't want you. If you like a woman, find out what she likes. If that's not you, then kick rocks. Move on. Don't be like this guy, these guys all in this woman's comment trying to tell her about her business. Now she's saying, oh, I don't want men. F all you guys and all. What it should have been in her comments is crickets. Oh, you want a man who, it should have been crickets in there. Like, well, maybe this superhero that you want will show up in your comments, because I'm 50 years old. I don't know a guy who can kill somebody with his bare hands, who's smart and compassionate. Yeah, she said it. Like, everybody wants a man like that. It's going to be damn near impossible. You might want to lower your standards, but that's your business. I'm here for the men. This is a pro-man podcast. Men, you have to understand that every woman doesn't want you. I know it's hard because we like to talk about, she's fat, she's this and that, she's stupid, she's this and that. So what? She don't want your ass anyway. Why are you worried about it? Get your shit together so some women will want you. Stop running around here simping and being angry and, you know, get your stuff together so some woman somewhere will want you. Okay? And stay out of people's comments trying to tell them about their business. Get your business straight. How you help them is letting them know, send them down and say, hey, if there's 10 men, the average woman only wants two of them. So either quit the game or get better at it. That is this episode of the Raising Carter Podcast. Y'all done got me hot. If you got any value from this wisdom, this game, this knowledge that I gathered over 50 years, check out the rest of the playlist of the Raising Carter Podcast starring me and my 8-year-old son. The podcast is for fathers with sons or guys out there that one day might want to be a father or just young men who are looking for some type of wisdom that they didn't get from their dad. I got you, and I ain't going nowhere. Peace.